Yes, indeed. Welcome into our Wednesday, October 16th edition of Sports Talk. Just a day away from Thursday night football. Actually, almost exactly 24 hours away from kickoff in the Caesars Superdome. You'll be hearing Mike Hawes, Deuce McAllister with the call as the Broncos and Saints collide on a short week for this black and gold squad that is so banged up right now. Went through the injury report last segment, and the big one that we really didn't get into was the wide receiver Rashid Shaheed dealing with that knee issue, and will need surgery on it, but it's not quite clear yet just how serious the surgery is.
Yeah, and surgery's happening tomorrow, correct? So we'll have some information. I don't know if we'll have – I'm assuming we'll have something tomorrow. Maybe we'll have it even during first take, because, I mean, the news broke earlier today at, like, 2, maybe 1, and we'll have first take tomorrow at 3.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get it between first take and the Bud Light countdown, the kickoff. We'll definitely be getting that to you for the word on Shaheed.
Yep.
If it's going to be a minor procedure that'll get him back sometime during the season, or unfortunately the major one that they're saying would cost him the rest of the 2024 season. And we definitely don't hope it's that.
Even if it's minor, he could end up on IR. He could miss a couple weeks. We're in week 7, right? Yeah, we'd be going. I mean, he could be back, you know, 1st of December. That's like after the bye week. So regardless, it looks like he's going to miss some time.
I laugh too when always people talk about, oh, it's minor surgery. The saying is it's minor if you're not having it.
It's surgery. It's surgery. At the end of the day, especially in the NFL, like it's surgery. To me, my philosophy has always been I hear the word surgery and I just instinctively. You know, I'm a warrior. I assume the worst. So it's like I hear surgery, and I'm just going to go ahead and say, all right, this guy's going to go on IR. Now, the difference is, will he be on IR for 4 games or 14 games? Will he get off in December? Will he get off, you know, in March of next year? We don't know. We're not going to know until tomorrow. We'll have a bit more information. You can obviously, you know, stay you know, locked in here on Twitter and keep up with us. We'll hopefully have something. I do want to ask you, with all the injuries we've been having, what can the Saints do tomorrow to kind of meet the bar for expectations that you're setting? To me, it's I want to see some more improvement from Rattler. I want to see some more consistency. I know that they kind of figured him out in the second half, and that felt kind of bad. But yeah. I really, really liked what I saw in the first half, and that will also extend to some of the wide receivers we're having, like specifically Tipton and Means, and I do want to see the tight ends involved a bit more, and they were, but I, you know, again, with your wide receiver 1 and your wide receiver 2 out, I mean, I texted you earlier, and I was like, you know, Foster Moreau, Juwan Johnson, legacy game incoming. Fingers crossed, I hope. But what is going to be, we lose, but we did X, Y, and Z, it's still progress has been made.
Tomorrow I need to see this run game show me something. Oh, and I know Alvin Kamara is obviously your big key to that cog right there, but obviously no Taysom Hill.
Kendra's back though, right?
Kendra Miller is definitely kind of that 100%. X factor for me. How many touches can you get him in his first game back in action? I'm hoping anywhere between like 5 and 7 touches I think is a win, just so Kendra can add something to this offense.
And it's like, honestly, every win Wednesday, we get in here and we talk about Jamal Williams, and we just don't see anything. And it's like I'm beginning to think the team has forgot he's existed. He's there.
He gets 2 touches a game.
He's used in punt returns and kick returns, which is again another issue we're gonna have to talk about. Mike mentioned earlier, hell, before the show even started, I asked him. I was like, you know, Shaheed's a big loss offensively, but he's the kick returner. He's the punt returner. He returned one for a touchdown last week. How are we gonna replicate that? What are we gonna do? He said Tipton maybe might do that. He's got a little bit more speed. He won't be Shaheed. No one's Shaheed. But
I'm curious if they might bring up a guy like a Jermaine Jackson from the practice squad to maybe help with the return game, but I have no idea what they end up doing there. Like you said, Shaheed is an all-pro level with the return ability, but you know, bringing whoever else in is a step back. The kick return, you're not worried about so much.
No,
man, that,
a lot
that
of touchbacks.
Punt return could be a nightmare.
Be prepared for a lot of fair catches, maybe. You just might be.
Even then, obviously, securing that football, you always worry.
I mean, we had the muffed by Shaheed, if even the all-pro can do it, anybody can do it, but he's the all-pro for a reason because he doesn't do it often. Like, I told my dad when we were watching the game, I was like, that's very rare. That's 1 in a million. Hopefully, we never even see that in Shaheed's career for the rest of his career as a punt returner. But, again, I'm going in with the, you know, I do want to see some progress made with the running game. And Kendra Miller coming back should hopefully open that up. Because so far, I mean, our run game, has anybody even taken any snaps apart from Williams and Kamara with Hill's absence?
Jordan Mims got one carry last week.
One.
And he got a couple, I think four or five in the Carolina game one.
But even then, you need to divvy it up a bit more. Like, Kamara is explosive. You can't just keep pressing. It's not like Madden and you just keep spamming the X button and clicking go routes over and over and over again.
Well, players in Madden, if you use them too much, they get tired and, you know, they end up hurt.
Oh, man, I wonder what that's based off of.
Right, Alvin Kamara, man, he has been through it all already this season, it feels like. And obviously he has been that go-to offensive weapon for you, which he should be and is, but the fact is, you know, you need to give the guy a little bit of relief there, and hopefully, you know, Miller could be that guy, just because you mentioned it. Sadly, Jamal Williams has not been a big factor in this run game for whatever reason this year, and I thought he was looking a lot healthier going into this season.
Same, and I look at all the teams that have, me and Charlie talk at length about how, like, the Saints just haven't really prioritized the tight end position as much. He's a big, like, you know, stand on his soapbox and shout from the rooftops that tight ends are...
Oh, yeah, 2 years ago, he was so mad that the Saints didn't pick anybody in the draft, any tight end, I'll say.
Losing his mind. And one thing we talk about recently is the fact that, like, you know, a lot of really good teams are having two premier backs. You look at arguably the best team in the NFC right now in the Detroit Lions. They've got Montgomery. They've got Gibbs. And it's like, we have Kamara, yes, but who is going to be his sidekick? Who's going to be the one? Who's going to be the two in the 1-2 punch in this running game? And Williams has been very silent these last couple of weeks. And I don't know if it's him. I don't know if it's the game plan or what. Last week, the game plan in the second half kind of fell kaput. They kind of, like, figured us out, but
Right. Everything
wasn't going our way after halftime.
No, definitely need the run game back in action in a big way. Obviously, things were so great the first 2 weeks. Nothing was going wrong, and so it's easy to pick apart things right now. And then the receiving core, though, such a huge question. Obviously, you mentioned, you know, Mason Tipton, a guy like Bub Means. Who else is going to be in that mix with no Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed? You have Cedric Wilson Jr. Do you end up calling a guy up like an Equanimeous St. Brown? Just a lot of questions to who are going to be the pass catchers for Spencer Rattler in just this second start. You mentioned, too, obviously, the tight ends there.
They had a connection last week.
Yeah, hopefully they can be utilized even more this week around because, yeah, you don't really have any reliable pass catchers that you know of at the moment. Sure, there's guys that you can bring up and hopefully they can, you know, step up in the moment, but, you know, I just have concerns about that right now. But at least you can look at it as Spencer Rattler was kind of mostly working with these guys, being the third string quarterback on this team, or second and third string, I'll say, because him and Jay Kaner were splitting those reps.
I was satisfied with how we did in the first half. Second half, nobody did well, so I'm not going to put it all on him. He played like a rookie would.
Yeah, sure.
So, I just, you know, progress. That's the name of the game. It's like, if we're not going to come out with a win, you just want to see progress.
Definitely want to take him taking a step forward. We also want to see the Saints getting pressure on the rookie on the other side, Bo Nix.